It seems very doable. We were in the moon 11 times. What made us stop going to the moon? Why? I mean, we can go to the moon a lot easier than we used to. I mean, it used to be going to the moon was like, hey, we're going to the moon. All right, we're on the moon. All right, there we're going to hit a golf ball, going to pick up some rocks and go back home. You know, and what's on the other side of the moon? They always land on the, why didn't they land on the other side of the moon? See what's going on the other side of the moon. Something's fishy, you know, going along with today's, you know, meat and fish show. A little bit fishy, don't you think? Oh, we just never went back to the moon. That's when it would seem to be so easy. I mean, we had computers that were the size of buildings. Now we can do it with an iPhone. You can get to the moon on an iPhone. Why aren't you doing that? And I honestly think that what I was thinking came from another planet. We probably came from Venus. And because Venus is basically was a pretty doable planet. But what happened? My gosh, all these greenhouse gases, all of these gases, all of the, and it caused a vicious cycle, and the planet just got burned up. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? You know, Venus was probably a pretty, you know, decent place to live, maybe, you know, and then all of a sudden we ruined that, ruined the atmosphere, turned it into a vicious cycle of greenhouse gases. Now it's just this madhouse of just like a zillion degrees. Hey, let's check out this next one, Earth. And we probably did that. Then we're probably going to go to Mars next. Those are the, and then you think the moon will be in there too. Some of the other planets, I don't know. You can kind of live anywhere if you kind of figure it out, you know. You know, just kind of build a biodome or whatever, or just forget about it. How about make robots? So this is crazy. I gotta tell you this. So this is nuts. This is how things are going. So I'm doing Steel City Con and I'm interviewing John Rhys-Davies. He was Gimli in Lord of the Rings. Okay, and I interviewed him before. Really fascinating, fun guy. You know, one of these English chaps. Just really well spoken. But he starts going on, and I'm asking him about a simple question about makeup. All right, makeup for the thing goes, well, makeup's not going to exist. Makeup jobs aren't going to exist in a few years. And I'm like, okay. It's all going to be done by AI. Everything's going to be taken by AI. And he starts going on about artificial intelligence. And he starts going on and on and on. And he starts building this case saying how AI is basically going to destroy humans. There won't be any more humans anymore. It'll all be artificial intelligences. And you know, that's kind of fascinating when you think about it. But he was painting this over-the-top picture of, like, how AI is going to make humans obsolete. Yeah, and once humans are obsolete, it'll be like a lot of the robots. The robots are going to take over. Robots are going to do this. And humans are... And you know what? Is that really a bad thing? You know, the human race just kind of being replaced by robots. You know, robots that probably we can kind of like program to be like us. I don't know. Who knows what this is all about? We put our brain in the robot. You know, and then live for a while. That's the big dream. That is the big dream of most people, is that to think that we are so unbelievably special that we have to live forever. And put our brain and all our stuff in the robot, all our stuff, all our AI, all our stuff into a robot, and then we live forever as this robot. But needless to say, that was a hard interview to end, because he was like, he was basically ending this interview with world destruction, robots taking over, AI basically blanketing the whole world and smothering all of the humans. And then I said, okay, so when you played Gimli, what was it like wielding that at? You know, I just tried to lighten the subjects. But man, he went off. Sometimes you'll get some of these celebrities and they will go off crazy. The worst one is when they get off on the Jeebus. You know, they replaced all their drugs and alcohol and their addiction for that and fame, and they replaced it with Jesus. Oh, it was crazy. One guy's up there going, and he's doing these like crazy Jesus prayers. I mean, I am not kidding, man. Religion is quite a, some, you know, I think it's kind of an opiate. It's an opiate of the people. You know, write that down. Write that down. That is one of my profound revelations for today. Religion's the opiate of the people. Man, I am so profound. Damn. So, yeah, but it's really fascinating. When somebody reaches the top, that's the thing. We're always struggling. We always want to make it. That's what gets us out of bed every day. It gets us out of bed every day just to maybe I'll do a little bit better today. Maybe I'll go a little bit more. Maybe I'll have a little bit more money. Maybe I'll have a little bit more success. Maybe. And then you get to the point where it's kind of like, okay, very few people get there. But when they get there, they find it highly disappointing. Like you get your Charlie Sheens. Your Charlie Sheen makes it to the top and then all of a sudden goes crazy. And then, you know, he just kind of backs it up a bit. But, or any of these people, you know, they get to the top of the game. They get to have everything they want. Like the Michael Jacksons, the Elvises, they get to the top and they get everything they want. That's crazy when you think humans actually self-destruct when they get everything they want. When they stop having to work and strive, you know, it's crazy how we are. Oh, well, maybe we're robots and we don't even know it. Maybe we are robots that are so self-hypnotized that we think we're humans. AI might have taken over way back in the 14th century. And we were made into robots with like a meat skeleton. Yeah, no, that's dumb. That's the stupidest thing I ever said. Makes no sense. Speaking of meat, though, and I'm in the giving season, a double shot, Marcus Aurelius and Paul in the CBDBD Yabba Dabba Doo store want some Frank Zappa. We're going to go Uncle Meat and Burnt Weenie Sandwich. And I must apologize for the last rant. That was really pathetic. That was stretching. I mean, the thing from Venus, I can understand. Going back to the 11th century and being robots that are programmed to be human beings, that's just a little much. We'll be right back. Well, pot this down a little bit because this is Frank Zappa just playing with himself. This Burnt Weenie Sandwich. A little something from Marcus Aurelius. And you know, I was thinking back to outrageous things that I sometimes say. Like, for example, like, you know, that we're actually robots from the 11th century. You know, it is all about, people believe crazy stuff. If that's packaged correctly, you know, for example, like all, like mostly religion. It's all about how do you find, there's been thousands and millions of religions. It's just that some are crazier than others. And you have to find that fine line where it's like, okay, it's crazy enough, but you can't disprove it. You know, like you can say, okay, there were really nothing. Their AI wasn't really back in the 11th century. There was no computers. There was no nothing. There wasn't even any, you know, what do they call that? Chariots of the Gods kind of thing, 11th century. That was farther back. You can't even say we were visited by aliens and that happened. So that can be disproven. That can be. But you make a religion where invisible man in the sky comes down and he does this and does that and it's in a book and you're told that as a kid and it's drilled into you. And then they have, and if you don't believe this, you're going to go to hell and it's amazing. And you tell a little kid that, they're very impressionable. I mean, you can drill anything into a kid's brain. You know, you can drill anything into a kid's brain. They'll believe anything, you know. But when you grow up, you have to find the curiosity to find your way through. All right, who the hell's calling me? Let's see. It is 11:12. That probably means Kelvin's just waking up. All right, let's lose this and let's get back to the fish. Scooter, how much is the fish?
The chase is better than the catch. Transforming the tunes. We need your support. If you got the breath back.
All right, rule number three on the Zombo Show. Don't call me up and tell me to shut up. Okay? That just makes me talk all the more. And there are other radio stations. There are other, why call up and complain? Why call up and complain? The nice thing is, though, this is probably the first complaint I've got in probably years. When I first started doing the show, people were always calling and complaining. Play more music, talk less. Play more music, talk less. Well, then turn off the station. There are so many other radio stations. And believe me, we're so far down the dial. I'm surprised you even ended up here in the first place. But, you know, and the music's all over the place, you know. So I don't know what you want. But, you know, I'm here because I like what I do. You know, let me play this in the background. I've been doing radio for 30 years. It's not going to change. I'm sorry. I'm not going to stop playing weird music. I'm not going to stop saying crazy things on the radio. This is what this show is. If you don't like it, then go away. Okay? It's that simple. That's the thing that gets me about people. The music's too loud. Well, then go away. The music's too loud. Well, then back away. You know, it's amazing how people are, aren't they? If you don't like something, it's like complaining about a meal and then going back to the restaurant again. Boy, this food was really terrible. You want to go back next week? Whatever. Like I'm saying, I do this for nothing. If I can't, it reminds me of the guy going to meet a gal. Okay? He's not well endowed. And she says, who are you going to satisfy with that? He says, me. I'm in your brain, I am sorry. For better or worse, and how much is the fish?
The chase.
I'll wind up with a fat man in the Hammersmith Hotel.
you. Look at that. 12 minutes and 15 seconds of music. Uninterrupted music. Wow. Wowee. I love that tune. Fish Below the Ice by Shriekback. Man, that was a great band. Dick Dale with Fish Taco. Elvis Costello with Fish and Chips Paper. And started off with Scooter, How Much Is the Fish? And so we got our meat, our fish, and our poultry today. And I got to thinking, you know. I got, then thank you all for all the phone calls. I got a flood of phone calls saying, you know, just because honestly, anybody can play this music. It doesn't take, you can go to Spotify. Probably about 80% of what I have here. Maybe a little less, maybe 60%. You can get Spotify or you can go to YouTube. You know, type in fish, meat, make your own playlist. You'll hear this show. You know, it doesn't take anything to be a DJ. Takes nothing. You push a button, like a song, you know, it takes nothing. It used to be back in the day having the record collection, and Pittsburgh was crazy like that. You had to have records. You had to have these certain records, and you had to hunt for the records. And it was like a scavenger hunt. And it was almost like, look at this. I've got this record. Nobody else has this record. Music is all out there for anybody to listen to. Main reason. I never want to be famous. I never want this show to be successful and have a wide listening audience. Because the more people that listen, the more trouble I can get in. The more I dissatisfy people. If it's a small group of folks who've been with me for 20, 30 years, or even 10 years, or even 5 years, they get it. They know it. They hang out. They might try and turn their friends onto it. But it's not for everybody, and I like that. You know, sometimes I think, wow, maybe I should try and like, so my wife is always, why don't you do a podcast? Why don't you try and, you know, see about, replacing, putting out again an agent and try and be the next Dr. Demento? Why don't you try and get on WFMU? Why don't you try and make your show bigger, get more of a listening audience? And that the guy that called is the exact reason why I don't. I'm a very sensitive person deep down. Someone doesn't like what I do. It bothers me a bit. I keep going on what I'm going on. I'd rather not hear that. Nobody wants to hear like they're doing at their job. You know what? You made a mistake on this report. That kind of thing. You know, the more people that watch you, the more they judge you. The more they watch you, the more that they, you know, they critique you. You know, that's why I like where this is right now. Just you and me hanging out. And I don't care about anybody, you know, being upset or getting fired or because it's such a small thing. It's a small, true thing. That's what I like about this. It's a small, true thing. I don't compromise to anything. I want to talk crazy on the radio. I'll talk crazy on the radio. I want to play old weird music from the 1900s. If anybody's listening, that's fine. I do this show for me. What I do the show for me. I listen to the show later and rebroadcast and go, wow, that guy's nuts. But that's an interesting. So I'm my favorite listener. I'm my biggest fan. You know, I'm not looking at this ever. That's the thing. Why I always shy away from like getting my name on city paper for best of. That used to be important to me a while back ago, but then you find you can get in trouble. And people are genuinely nasty. They never wish you well, no matter if, you know, even if your best friend is a little more successful than you are. There's something in you that kind of doesn't go good for you. Not a lot, but there's a small piece of Vida. It's like being back in the animal kingdom. You know, you're with your other fellow caveman. Another caveman hits a saber-toothed bear on the head, and he has a delicious bear, and he gives you a little bit of it. But man, you're like, man, that guy's got more bear than I did. He's eating more than I am. He's got more than I have. You know? Or he'll go, ooh, this bear tastes terrible. Then why are you eating this guy's free bear? You know? That's the thing. The old joke. The food here is terrible. Yes, and such small portions. But that's why this show is unlike anything else. You know, for better or worse, there's a lot of other shows on the station. I guarantee you there's nothing as outrageous and so wrong-minded as this show. This show does everything wrong. You know, the PSAs are wrong. The music is all over the place. There's no real cohesiveness. It's just all a bunch of stuff that I like. The rants go anywhere from science fiction to philosophy to just plain out crazy. And that is something, isn't it? That is something. I mean, for me, this is just all about the truth, man. The truth is, life does not make sense, and neither does this show. Now let's get some meat. Oh, my mom used to sing this around the house, which really probably explains a lot. One Meatball, Josh White.
Little man walked up and down. He found an eating place in town. He read the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do. One meatball, one meatball. He could afford but one meatball. He told the waiter near at hand the simple dinner he had planned. The guests were startled, one and all, to hear that waiter loudly call. What? One meatball, one meatball. Hey, this here gent wants one meatball. The little man felt ill at ease. He said, some bread, sir, if you please. The waiter hollered down the hall, you get no bread with one meatball. One meatball, why don't you sing it? One meatball, well, you get no bread with one meatball. The little man felt very bad. One meatball was all he had. And in his dreams, he hears that call, you get no bread with one meatball. One meatball, I didn't hear you. One meatball, well, you get no bread with one meatball. Let's try it one more time now. One meatball, a little louder. One meatball, that one was groovy. You get no bread with one meatball.
right like green tomatoes. Yeah, I'm waiting, palpitating, with all that meat and no potatoes. All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators, yeah. Hold me steady, I am ready, with all that meat and no potatoes. I don't think that peas are bad. With me, most anything goes. I look in the pot, I'm fit to fight. Cause woman, you know that mess ain't right. All that meat and no potatoes just ain't right like green tomatoes. Yes, I'm steaming, I'm really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes. Hambo, why is it?
Popovich.
Yeah, you know, you might sound that sounds familiar because it's actually the gig from Camel Walk. That's Tiesco Del Rey with Mystery Meat. And those are different, I guess, meat dishes in Finland that he actually was doing. And Mystery Meat is the name of that track. Kind of a ripoff of Camel Walk, which is a great tune by the Saxons. We heard Deadbolt doing the meat. Fats Waller, All That Meat and No Potatoes. The Ukrainians with their version, instrumental version of Meat is Murder, the Smiths tune. And we started with, even though it says Lead Belly, that was Josh White doing one meatball. But it says Lead Belly. I swear that was probably Josh White doing that. But that's what it says. And, well, I'm not going to argue with Spinatron. All right, so today, wow, look at that. Got an hour and 15 minutes to go. We are doing meats today. Smack dab in the middle of the pyramid of nutrition. Next week is going to be dairy, cheese, and milk. Yeah, you can say, what kind of show is this? Is this doing these kind of things? You know, just between you and me, get a little closer to the radio. You know the reason why I do this show? You know, for so long? It's not for the now. I don't do this show for the now. If there was anybody in this station that had any real finger on the pulse of what's going on, this would be the first show to get kicked off the air. If this was even close to being a real radio station. But I like riding that line because my whole thing is, you know, it's not for the now, it's for the later. You listen, for example, I'll get a kick and I'll listen to like old air checks from, Mad Mike. Not even Mad Mike, because Mad Mike didn't really even talk much. Who's the other dude? That was really one of those. Mad Daddy. If you listen to any of these old Mad Daddy things, you can hear them on YouTube. Or even Brother Love. All these DJs from 30, 40 years ago. And listen and say, man, this dude was different. This dude was in a different dimension. That's what and as people are sitting around post-apocalypse, drinking mud puddle water and having a big Mad Max style generator and listening to these radio shows, that to me is the ultimate payoff. That to me, I don't care how many people listen to it now. It's people beyond the apocalypse sitting around, you know, and they listen to this show. Yeah, because there are, and it's all over the internets. I mean, I on my website alone, I have at least 5-6 years. And then there's also people have full drives. I have Zombo's Brain that I used to give away. And it was like 1,500 hours of radio. Trundle Manor has one. A couple other listeners have it. But it's one of these things where it's like, you know what? You put enough of this out there. For example, like Bo Carter. I listen to Bo Carter records from 1930. Do you think Bo Carter, while he was recording these 78s, would think some dude in 2025 is going to be listening to this on, like, some gizmo and playing it for people? It's unfathomable. So I think maybe there might be, like, some kind of computer thing where it actually is Zombo in your brain, where they actually do implant the show in people's brains. And it keeps them going during the post-apocalyptic time. That, to me, is why I do the show. Yeah. Crazy. Let's do Meathead by Gaffa Tape Sandy. We're going to do some more meat here. And we got an hour, yeah, some changes ago. I should tell you, though, some real things as you're drinking your mud puddle water. There was a thing called Goodwill. That's right. And you could donate stuff to Goodwill. That's right. You could give stuff to this place. This place would sell it and put the money in their pocket. And they said they would create jobs. What a great idea. Great idea. Goodwill creates programs to employ people. And they pay them practically nothing. And they sell your stuff and make money. I wonder how much of the CEO at Goodwill makes. But needless to say, still, it's better than ending up in a landfill. But my thing is, it's just one step away from landfill. Everything ends up in the landfill. Everything ends up in the garbage. Love looking at old pictures from 1950s. Or even like you even look at a picture like the Beatles. Oh, John Lennon's having a drink of water out of this bottle. Where's that bottle? Landfill. Where's all John Lennon's clothes? Landfill. Where's John Lennon? Landfill. Everything in that picture is in the garbage. Isn't that fascinating? Everything ends up in the garbage. Everything ends up disintegrating. That is wacky when you think about it. Yeah, so Goodwill. Donate stuff. And whatever, man. Create jobs. How about this? Oh, this is a quick one. All right. 50% of people require some technological skills, and 80% of teachers give homework online. Whatever. You can't even make that interesting. EveryoneOn.org, a free internet computer training classes. There you go. Brought to you by Connect to Compete. So they want people to be computer savvy. This is from 2013. If you're drinking out of a mud puddle, that was 40 years ago. That's right, mud puddle water. That's right, Zombo in your brain, brought to you by mud puddle water. Mud puddle water. Can't get enough? Worth stabbing your neighbor over. Here's Meathead by Gaffa Tape Sandy. Let's get in some meat. Since all you have is mud puddle water.
Temple is a castle of guilt. No one else than me was ever there. and all the bones in me knocking. Worn down by caution, made numb with restraint. In all of my sweetness, I retch and I faint. One man's meat, but I cannot taste the poison. I'm so beat, and I feel like dropping down. One man's meat, now my life is not worth living. I just walk the street, till I feel like dropping down. I could be Steve. Wasting and weeping, or burn up in frenzy and fire. A wistful wish for the having and keeping, a desperate deed led by desire. Not worth living. I just walk the streets till I feel like dropping down.
One man's meat. I just walk the streets.